Welcome to the Ripple Tank, where we explore the ideas, research, and stories that shape the way we teach and learn. In this episode, we're laying the groundwork for a three-part series on something that can define the culture of a classroom: recognition. Specifically, we're looking at how meaningful recognition strengthens student motivation, fosters engagement, and builds a learning environment where effort and progress are valued. There's a tendency to reduce recognition to simple praise, something light and inconsequential. But in reality, how we acknowledge student work and growth has direct and measurable effects on learning outcomes. It can shape a student's relationship with learning, either reinforcing the idea that effort leads to progress, or, if done poorly, creating a dependence on external validation that undermines long-term motivation. Psychological research has explored these effects extensively. Cameron and Pierce, 2002, conducted a meta-analysis on positive reinforcement and motivation, finding that when recognition is applied thoughtfully, when it highlights effort, persistence, and specific accomplishments, it can strengthen intrinsic motivation. However, recognition that feels hollow, vague, or indiscriminately given can do the opposite. Students quickly recognize when praise is empty, when every action is met with the same response, or when acknowledgement is tied only to natural ability rather than effort. These distinctions matter because they shape how students interpret their own learning process and their ability to influence their own success. To understand this in practice, think about the difference between two types of feedback. A student who struggles with writing finally turns in an essay that shows real improvement. If the teacher simply says, "Good job," the student gets a momentary boost, but they don't receive any information about what they did well. Contrast that with a teacher who says, "I can see how much effort you put into organizing your ideas." The transitions between paragraphs make your argument much clearer than in your last draft. The second statement connects recognition to effort and improvement, reinforcing the student's control over their own progress. This is what research tells us makes recognition effective. It must be specific, it must be tied to effort, and it must provide students with a sense of agency. Beyond motivation, recognition plays a critical role in classroom morale. In schools where students feel seen, where their work is acknowledged not just by the teacher, but also by their peers, there's often a stronger sense of engagement. This is particularly true in classrooms where recognition is built into the culture rather than treated as an occasional reward. Some teachers do this through structured systems like student-led showcases, peer recognition activities, or regular reflection on individual and group progress. Others integrate it seamlessly into daily instruction by consistently pointing out moments of intellectual risk-taking or resilience. But recognition isn't just about individual praise. It also has a social function. In collaborative learning environments, recognition can validate different types of contributions. A student who asks a thoughtful question, who synthesizes ideas from different sources, or who helps a peer understand a difficult concept is contributing meaningfully to the classroom, even if they aren't producing the highest scoring work. When teachers recognize these contributions publicly, they reinforce a broader definition of success, one that goes beyond grades and encourages a culture of collective learning. Across this series, we're going to unpack this topic in detail. In our next episode, we'll take a deep dive into the research on recognition and motivation. We'll explore what studies tell us about how recognition influences learning behaviors and what the most effective forms of reinforcement look like in practice. After that, we'll bring these ideas to life with real-world examples. We'll look at case studies of classrooms where recognition has played a pivotal role in shaping learning environments, speaking to educators who have built cultures of meaningful acknowledgement. Finally, we'll turn to application, breaking down practical strategies that teachers can use to make recognition a meaningful part of their daily practice. We'll look at techniques for reinforcing effort, structuring peer recognition, and embedding acknowledgement into the learning process in a way that enhances engagement rather than fostering dependence. If you're looking for concrete ways to implement these ideas in your own classroom, that episode is waiting for you here. Recognition is not just about making students feel good. It's about reinforcing effort, deepening engagement, and creating a classroom culture where students believe that their actions matter. And that belief, the understanding that persistence leads to progress, is at the heart of lifelong learning. Until then, keep learning, keep reflecting, and keep creating ripples.